Welcome to Decom Divas with Jana, and I have a special guest today. Hey guest, introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Kaylee.
Hi Kaylee, how are you doing today?
I'm fine and dandy, thanks for asking.
So today, I've recorded here like before. We're at a park in San Diego called, you know what, it's Kate Sessions Park. It's a beautiful park where you can see the entire city. Have you been here before, Kaylee?
I have not, and it is gorgeous. There's lots of puppies playing. Yeah. And
some labradoodles playing over there.
We love it. That's as good as the view, man.
Yes. So it's December 20th today, so Christmas is a-coming. Mm-hmm. And the goose is getting fat. So, Kaylee, what do you think of Christmas? Do you like Christmas time?
Oh, Christmas is the best, especially because I don't have to work.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hey, Kaylee, what do you do for a living? Mind sharing with class?
I am a teacher, and so I get 3 weeks off for Christmas vacation.
3 weeks? Are you for real?
3 weeks off.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Living la vida loca.
Oh, my God. Ooh, Ricky Martin is over here. Actually, no, it's Ricky Martin's actually the guest today. It's not Kaylee. I don't know how I got him, but apparently he really likes DCOMs.
Heck so yeah.
He sounds a little different today. He's a little sick. He sounds like a white woman in her 20s, but really,
yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, don't you, Ricky? Yeah. So Kaylee, I guess we'll start out this podcast before we introduce the movies. I want to ask you, how did we meet?
We met in college, back like 2000.
I was thinking about it yesterday. 2013. Yeah, so we've known each other for 8 years. Yeah,
that's wild. That's
Isn't
a long time.
Crazy? Yeah.
Aww. How beautiful.
Yeah.
We were in an acapella group that was kind of a little sketchy. There was a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Considering it was an acapella group. But we had good times. And what came from it was a friendship that is still blossoming today.
Yes, a beautiful friendship.
Yeah. We love it.
Yeah, I'm really grateful. It was a funny experience being in that group because I was so excited and it ended up being like, we didn't even have a performance ever.
We auditioned for something.
We auditioned
something.
For like the homecoming show.
I guess in my head I was like, wow, what a performance. But no, that was
an
audition.
No, that was an audition.
We were in the college newspaper.
We were,
Because we were rebels. It was talking about us, like, being contra the other acapella.
Oh, yeah, because there was three at our school. There was a girl one, a boy one, and then we were going to become a co-ed one, which I was like, yeah, we should.
Yeah, it makes the most sense, like, dynamically, you know? But it did not work out.
No. You know, I wonder if we'll have a reunion. Probably not.
This is a reunion.
Yes, Holla. This is. This is more than we could possibly get.
Ready? So, match my pitch.
Okay, I didn't do that. So, Kaylee, wanted to ask, so you watched Disney Channel growing up, no?
Heck yeah, I did.
You did?
Dude, best days of my life.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So what would you say were some of your, like, favorite Disney Channel shows or TV shows from, like, your childhood? Or, like, TV shows in general? What were you watching when you were a kid?
Heck yeah. I really liked That's So Raven.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought she was a sassy girl.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be like her. I wanted to have visions of the future.
Me too.
So that I could, you know, not only protect my family and friends, but also, you know, like, just have a good time, party, get into mischief. She was always getting into mischief.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's So Raven was a good one. We liked it.
Were you a fan of Raven Simonier?
I was, yeah, and one of my favorite DCOMs is the Cheetah Girls.
Yeah.
And when she left, it was like, huh?
The story with that, it was just weird because, like, so when they went on tour, you're like, wait, the three?
Yeah.
Like, what about Galleria?
I know, like,
supposed to be the main
like
one.
In the Cheetah Girls, like, they, you know, they were breaking up, it's over. And then and then they get back together, you know, amigas, cheetahs,
friends
for life, you know? And so it's like, oh, okay, you know.
For the
mini
chatter, that
keeps it tight. Exactly. So it's like they got back together, everything's good. And then they're not. Disney knows how to pluck at our heartstrings.
They truly do.
Sincerely.
Yeah. Is there like a movie that you watch when you were a kid, like a Disney movie that you're like, oh my God, I cry every time?
Oh man, I cry every time. I was very invested in Camp Rock. That's a very sentimental movie for me. Camp Rock, We Rock. And now that I think about it, all of the DCOMs that I really, really like a lot and I'm attached to, they're all the musical ones, like High School Musical.
Which High School Musical is your favorite?
Oh, man. The summer one is good. Is that
two?
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Usually the second is not necessarily, yeah. like, you know, better than the first. And I don't know if it is better. It's just different. It's yeah. funny how, like, when you compare one to two, I think they used such a different filter on the cameras.
Oh, I didn't even notice
for,
that.
For High School Musical 2. Yeah. Everybody just looks so orange because it's summer. And everyone's
Sharpay
tan.
Looks like literal orange. Yes. She was... That costuming like, for her was interesting. So
oh
many
my
rhinestones.
Gosh. We oh my love God. It. We love yeah. it. Yeah.
So, would you say your favorite DCOM is Cheetah Girls, like High School Musical, like that genre?
I would say Cheetah Girls, because Cheetah Girls is just so much fun.
Did you have any other favorite, like, just, I guess, Disney stars? Like, you know, Hilary Duff was mine. Or, yeah. like, people that you were, like, obsessed with, like, growing up. Like, in your, like, tweens. That
my
kind.
Tweens. Oh, or the tweens.
The tweens,
all
yeah.
hail the tweens. I really liked the Jonas Brothers. Again, more musical
okay,
ones.
Let me guess
yeah.
who your favorite is. Let me look into your eyes, your green eyes. I think... God, okay, I want to say Nick, but I think it was Joe.
I think it was Nick.
Damn it. Okay,
yeah. I know Kevin's the underdog. People don't think about him much, you know, so it's like...
Do you know anyone who's like, my favorite is Kevin because...
I mean,
no.
there's a lot of people because people want to be cool. They want to yeah. be, like, different. Like, oh, I'm not like other girls.
Ailey?
Actually, Kevin is my favorite.
Yeah.
I like the quiet ones, you yeah. know, the guys that don't ever say anything.
So Jonas Brothers was your big thing. Did you ever go yeah. see them in concert?
I did. You know,
really?
It's an interesting story.
Oh, do spill.
I had a lot of Mexican friends growing up, mm-hmm. and I went to lots of quinceañeras, and not only did I go to many quinceañeras, but I was in many quinceañeras. So, like, okay. we would have, like, a planned dance.
Yeah.
And then there'd be a surprise dance. Like, one time, one of the surprise dances was to Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
Did you have to learn a routine by it?
I did, oh, and God. I kind of remember it. I know you guys can't see it, but it was like...
Okay, it looks like the Macarena.
yeah. But anyways, my best friend growing up, Joaida, instead of having a quinceañera, she decided to go and take her best friend, myself,
yes.
to go see the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
So that was her her 15th year of life celebration, was seeing the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, my God.
And 15, I do say, it's slightly old for Jonas Brothers
you
for
think
a concert.
So?
I mean, like, everyone around me was, like, 12. 10, 11, 12.
Interesting.
yeah,
okay,
but it was
cool. I
didn't
realize that. It's like, because, so, I don't know if this will happen. I was trying to buy tickets for the Olivia Rodrigo concert
Ooh,
that's going to be
right.
in May. I wonder if I went, I'd be like 10 years older than everybody there.
Probably
more than that.
Honestly, I mean, she's so mainstream.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't, honestly, I don't think so.
Because I have a lot of friends who are my age who really like
yeah.
her. Yeah.
I mean, she's on the radio all the time.
Yeah.
So,
wait,
you know,
would you ever... Kaylee is a jazz singer, but she sings, like, contemporary, all kinds of different genres.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a story about that I can cut out if you don't want me to talk about it, but I think it's so funny.
What story?
Okay,
I'm worried.
So Kaylee performed... so I went to one of her gigs in Temecula a few weeks ago, and it was at a winery. It was very cute, very festive, very Christmassy. And her parents were there. As soon as her parents left, she's like, okay, I'm excited to sing this song. I'm glad that my parents aren't here, so I finally can try to keep your clothes on. And then she sang, let's get it on.
Yeah.
Were you just like waiting for them to leave?
I was, you know. And I think at that same gig, my principal was invited.
Yes.
Of the school that I teach at.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of other staff from the school that I teach at. And
yeah.
they did not show up. So I felt comfortable singing
you
that
You scanned
song.
The audience. You
yeah,
saw that nobody
I read the
who...
room. Mm-hmm. I read that there was no administrators or my mother in mm-hmm. the audience. And I decided, okay, the time is now. Yeah. A beautiful tune.
Happy
beautiful tune.
Man.
Yeah.
So
you know,
long.
I remember at... which is our very religious
school. Oh, wait,
we
school. Can't say. Okay, she remembers at our religious college.
Oh, okay.
I try not to name drop because sometimes I kind of talk shit about them.
Okay, at our religious college.
Yes.
What was I even going to say?
Did someone sing Did Let's Get It On?
Yes. The male a cappella group, I remember they were going to sing a song, and they said, okay, this next song, you know, we don't want to... we don't want to unsettle you, but this song, we are singing it in the context of the confines of marriage. And then you hear,
oh,
wah, 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 wow. I've been really trying, baby. Yeah.
Oh
and
God,
and I remember everybody in the audience was like, And all, like there's probably professors in the audience going, like, oh, God.
That is how dorky our college right. was, is that they have to do a precursor.
Our college was so dorky. They yeah. had rules, like, you had to keep all your feet. Like, if you
four
had...
Four on the floor.
Yeah, four on the floor. If you had the opposite gender in your room, mm-hmm. four on the floor, you had to have all feet on the floor. You couldn't be on a bed or anything. I think you had to have a door open.
And let me tell you, I broke that rule.
Oh, my gosh.
Kaylee?
Yeah, yeah.
Many a time.
Yeah, I know, and it's so it was considered so spicy. Yeah. So, you know, like, but it's like we were literally like 21 and we had to obey these dang
rules.
It was
so I remember my freshman year, because me and my boyfriend started dating then, is we had to go such a runaround to be able to get time alone. Like, we
Man.
Like, make out in our car and like because like I was like, we couldn't even be alone anywhere without like the security guard being like, okay, kids, break it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the thing that I'm kind of, like, I don't know, somewhat resentful of is, like, I feel like I experienced things way later in life because being at college, like, really set me back. Like, mm-hmm, I didn't, not to say, like, I guess I'm kind of glad I didn't go wild my freshman year and, like, drink a ton. Like, and, like, I'm glad they had, I guess, semi-glad they had rules about boys, like, not being in the dorms. Because I think it's pretty common to be, like, kicked out of your dorm room because your roommate has a boy. And then you
to be sexiled.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is what they call it.
That's
I don't know,
what
do they
call
it.
Call it I think so, because when I had friends over at like UCs, and they would get sexiled all the time.
And it's just like, okay, yeah, you had to find a place to sleep. Sorry, even though it's my room, and mm-hmm. it's like, yeah,
it's
which
such
is
a pain.
Like, that was pretty inconsiderate. Like, yeah, but no, that never happened at our college.
Yeah, so. I'm glad that I never had to like be around that. You know, where your next door neighbor is like hooting and hollering, and it's like, hey, I'm trying to sleep here. Yeah,
Fortunately, so. I've never like have you. This is gonna get dirty. Okay, so and with all that said, now, let's get to the movie. So today we are watching Twas the Night, which is a movie. It's a Christmas movie, as you might have guessed. And let's see, Kaylee, let us see when this came out. It was on December 7th, 2001. Kaylee, what do you think you were doing with your life at that point?
December 7th, 2001.
Which is over 20 years ago.
Yeah. I was chilling in first grade.
Yes.
You know? I'd be coloring. I'd be freaking reading Harry Potter. That's what I was doing in first grade.
So, what was I doing? I was in second grade, and I was chilling. That was my favorite school, like, grade of school of all time. Like, it was just mm-hmm. easy. Mm-hmm, and fun times, and
we did it.
So it's a good time. I remember that's when you start learning division
in first because you're older
grade.
Than me second
yeah
really?
I'm a year older than KK.
Yo,
well, should I not call you KK?
I like KK.
Okay,
just yeah,
don't add the third one.
Don't add the third one.
Okay, no. So yeah, let's get in to the film. Without further ado, let's get into the film. 1, 2, 3 bum, 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 bum. So this movie is about a family called the Wrigleys, and they live in some unidentified town in, I'm gonna say, if I had to get probably upstate New York, Pennsylvania,
it'd be
something
snowing
like that.
The snow is snowing.
Yeah. And this is a family with three kids, and the main character's name is Danny, and otherwise known as Daniel Francis Wrigley is his full name.
Daniel
and
Francis
Wrigley. And he's got like just eyebrows. Oh my God.
He be browing.
And he's like
truly
the kind of kid, he kind of has a cowlick, like, if you don't know what I mean, like, you know how Dora the Explorer has, like, the two hairs sticking out the top of her head? Like, he's just kind of like, and it almost looks like he's permanently, like, one of his eyebrows is always kind of up, and he always looks kind of sleepy, bless you. I thought you were, like, mimicking his face. She just sneezed. So he's like, he's a bit of a slacker. There's a guy over there doing squats with his baby.
Dude, that baby's gonna grow up swole.
Yeah, be a dad. So he's got a funny haircut. This actor is in Sex Drive. Have you seen that movie?
I haven't, but when I was looking him up, I was like, yo, that's always spicy when like a child actor grows up to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we just watched this movie with him being a kid.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh man, people do be growing up.
They do be growing up. Yeah.
It's like you and me, Jana.
Yeah. Yeah, we do be. Do you, okay, what's your opinion on like the teen virginity sex romp flicks? What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
You think it's overrated? Life. I guess it is life.
It is life, truly, and it's relatable, you know, yeah. I guess.
We've all gone across country to lose our virginity.
Oh, truly. Yeah. I've done some weird-ass stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time, I... Mom and Dad, if you're listening...
Turn it off right now!
Turn this shit off! One time, there was some guy I was talking to for months.
Did you meet him on MySpace?
You know, I think I met him because I was in this scholarship thing, and then he was also in the scholarship thing, and then he won the scholarship, so he was my rival, but also my lover, because I drove across to, I drove up to San Francisco just to see him.
Oh, I remember this guy, wasn't his, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, his name is Rusty.
His name was Rusty.
He's not watching this. He blocked me after our
his
love
name was Rusty.
Fizzled out.
Yes.
But yeah, I'd be doing some wild things for love.
Wow. Oh my God. Yeah, sometimes you just do it. For love,
it's a rite of passage when you're young.
It is, yeah. So, the movie. So he is kind of short on cash. Yeah. And he's got one of those like Velcro wallets. Did you notice that?
No, I don't think so.
It was like bright orange, and it's like when you open it, it's like, I can't do a Velcro noise, but you know what
I mean. That's a Velcro noise?
And so he like has only a dollar in there, so he sells a bunch of his junk to his little brother. And what do you think of the little brother? His name is Peter?
Yeah,
so he's got like a bowl cut and glasses.
Uh-huh, he's really funny. He's the stereotypical little brother who's just so nice and just so little. And he kind of reminds me, like the way he talks is like Linus, like... That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Like, he's just so little.
Yes. Another detour. Who's your favorite Peanut character?
Oh, probably Linus. Linus be sweet.
He be sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say my favorite is Marcy.
Marcy.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about her.
Something about her.
But yes, so he sells all this stuff to his little brother, and he gets in trouble with his parents because, which I thought was kind of like, what? Like, he's selling his brother stuff. They think they keep saying the term... You shake your brother down.
I've
shake
never
down.
Heard that term before. So maybe that's like an older thing.
Yeah, it's like you shake down your brother, and that's like what. So basically, like Danny is on the naughty list. He does all kinds of like sneaky stuff get by in life, and they're like, "You're just
as a 14-year-old getting by in life as a 14-year-old."
He's on a bad path, and they're like, "You're just like your Uncle Nick," and they cut to Bryan Cranston from Malcolm in the Middle and Breaking Bad fame. I don't watch that show. We and Kaylee kind of talked about this last night when you were watching it. I'm not like a drama crime person. What are you? What about you?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I like some like psychological thrillers, but mostly just lighthearted.
That's kind of me too. It's just funny because, and I know millions of people have said this, but he like is such a friendly, like, jovial kind of goofy guy in like this movie and Malcolm in the Middle, and then Breaking Bad, he's such a badass.
Yeah,
like,
I dig it when characters can really flip-flop it, you know, and they don't get typecasted. I dig it.
Like, it's just funny when people make that. I do too, make that move. So
making
basically
money moves.
I wish I could say something cooler than that, like money moves. I don't gotta dance, I make money moves. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch.
Closer into the microphone, please.
I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch. Okay, so Uncle Nick is tied up and, like, you know,
a gag? Oh, blindfold.
He's blindfolded and he's in a spinning chair, and these guys have tied him up because he's... He has screwed them over $30,000, and they want their money back, and they...
Yeah, I want my money, bitch.
Yeah, so, what did you think of this whole situation?
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the guys tied him up, they're obviously little scaredy cats, but then they pull out this big Korean dude who's, like, tough.
Yeah.
And then, literally, instead of, like, beating him up, he just goes, ah! And then Nick goes, wah! So he literally just spooks him.
Yeah.
and
then he pinches his nose.
He pinches his nose. I think that's so silly.
Yeah.
But hey, it's a DCOM. You can do just silly stuff. Yeah. And kids are like, ha ha ha.
Yeah, I would have thought that was funny. He just goes, ah!
Yeah!
So they're like, get the money and don't you dare think about like skipping town. Which, of course, he does.
Yeah, they're like, Don't go anywhere. Like, what'd you expect him to do?
So he leaves town, but before he does that, he runs into a department store where there's like a Santa and like a line of kids, and he, in the bathroom, what does he do?
He sees a Santa suit and to go and escape. He puts it on.
And he, okay, so it's a guy in the bathroom. Oh my Santa God. Guy is going, you know, probably number two because he's sitting down. And he pulls the boots and the pants off of him while he's on the toilet.
You be wildin', Nick.
Yeah, and so he puts on the Santa costume and pretends to be Santa. And then he, instead of, like, hanging out with all the kids and, like, asking them what they want for Christmas, he gets on a bus and he shows up at the Wrigley's house.
What an awful Santa.
So he is, yeah, the dad of the Wrigley's, that's Nick's brother. And they kind of don't get along because, you know, one of them is very straight-laced and one of them is kind of a criminal. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is a criminal, not kind of. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what did you think of when he came in and he, like, met everyone? And then he, like, is very, like, with his brother's wife, he could, like, kisses her on the cheek and kept saying, like, how beautiful she
is. Yeah, I thought that was funny. I thought that was his sister at first. That's okay. What I thought, because they were so, like, close.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you know. He likes the kids. The kids like him, so I think he's just kind of like, yeah. I think he likes the kids genuinely.
Yes, I agree.
It's real sweet.
Yeah, like, he and Nick have a relationship that's pretty close. They have a special handshake. Do you have any, like, special handshakes with people?
Yeah, I do. I made one a long time ago. I've taught it to a select few individuals. I've never taught it to you?
No.
Okay. It's time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll teach it to you, Jenna. Okay. You're in.
I'm in, guys.
Longer and longer over the years. Well, you with know, each person perfect. I've taught, yeah. They've added to it.
Is it kind of like, you know, in Parent Trap, they have that handshake?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
We love it. We love it.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, oh my God.
Yeah.
So yeah, then the mother and father begrudgingly have to leave the kids with Nick because they got a hospital shift. And mm-hmm. So I guess there's some sort of, I mean, I like to draw parallels with this. There's a flu going around. And
it's a reindeer flu.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So do you think it was kind of like, they're predicting the future. Ooh, the futula.
Foreshadowing.
Yes. Every time there's like some sort of sickness in a movie, I'm like, oh, they were predicting COVID.
Oh.
But no, that's just me trying to connect with the present. Trying to make sense of it all.
Yeah, same.
Okay, so this was funny. Like, Nick is talking to Danny, and he's talking about what he's been doing in life, because he's the kind of guy who's, like, in and out of their lives, and he says, it's all about the three Bs. Beaches, babes, and big bucks.
Ah,
Haley,
yeah.
What are your three Bs?
I liked that. Butter on my toast.
Yes.
Balloon.
Balloon. Okay. Like hot air balloons or like balloons you hold?
Oh, like a balloon you hold. They're kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, suck in the helium.
Yes.
That's always a grand time.
That is. Oh my God.
Bacon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. My three Bs are Brittany.
Oh, yeah.
Who's been freed.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Taking a bath.
Bath? I love baths, yeah.
We like bath bombs.
Bath bombs. Okay, bath bombs. In Bloomingdale's. I love Bloomingdale's. Don't really shop there, but, you know, there you go. So, yeah, those are my bees. So while the kids are, you know, up in their beds, except Danny and Nick, they hear a mysterious tapping on the rooftop. What did you think this was? Did you suspect it was the big man himself?
You know, I do declare. The foreshadowing led me to that point.
Yes. So mm-hmm. Santa comes down the chimney.
Yeah. It was not with care. He do be crashing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, so we find out how Santa does all these deliveries. He freezes time when he goes to each house, and he has like mini presents, and he uses this little ray thing to increase the size of them to regular size presents.
Yeah.
What did you think of this?
That was pretty cool.
That was tight.
I was digging it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like, how he do that? If he got presents for everybody, how he be carrying it around? So
now
our
we know.
Question has been answered.
So
I could have stopped the movie right then and there and been satisfied.
Like, okay, cool. Yes. Mm-hmm. Could have. So they find this out. Then Santa, like, accidentally, like, knocks, gets unconscious because he runs into the fireplace. And they realize, oh, no. The big man won't be able to deliver the presents. So what are we going to do? What did they do, Kaylee?
Well, at first, Nick is like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
And then Danny's like, but this is, I guess it's the real Santa. So we got to do something.
Yes.
And then Nick is playing with the enlarger thing.
Yes.
And he realizes that he can, like, get into some mischief with it.
Yeah.
And I, you know what? It reminded me of every man I've ever known.
Wow.
It reminded me of just when men find like something dangerous, like a gadget,
yeah,
and they're like, ooh, like they have a taser and they're like, hey bro, Let me tase you.
Have you ever seen one man tase another?
You know, I've seen it, and I've also just heard of many of my guy friends just being dumb and literally taking turns tasing each other. Because just men. I don't know.
Men be tasing.
Men be tasing.
Yeah. Do you have a taser, or do you have any sort of protective thing?
I got me a whistle. I used to have this alarm that if I was in danger, I could press it, and it'd go wee wee wee. Like a cop car.
Early 2000s rap into this episode.
Yeah, we dig it.
And when I'm in that thing, I'll make that out of thing.
I used to work with kids when I was abroad. I still work with kids. But I had this thing when I was abroad.
Oh, yeah, Kaylee went to Africa.
Safe. Yeah. And
that was, like, so dumb. Kaylee went to the country of Ghana for a year and taught. She is a saint.
Oh, thank you. I try my best.
Yeah.
But my kids would see my alarm hanging off of my purse.
Yeah.
And they would always try to touch it. And I would block them most of the time. But every once in a while, they'd be able to reach it before I could stop them.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of class, it'd go, wheel, 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 wheel. And it was very unsettling. So I stopped carrying my alarm.
It's too much of a nuisance. Kids love that alarm. So, yeah, so they realize that Danny and Nick are going to take over Christmas, and they're going to deliver the presents. So they get in the sled, and they start going from house to house. Nick's plan, which he does not tell to Danny, is to go to all the rich people's house, use that ray, shrink their fancy stuff, take it, sell it, get
awful.
The $30,000.
Boo!
So this is where it becomes The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, essentially.
Yeah, we love it. And he's even being like, silly like the Grinch, you know, he's like, he's taking things, don't mind if I do. He's just like very quippy, and he's making all these little happy evil noises.
Yes, and he's like tiptoeing around.
Yeah.
It almost is like, wow, how could they like so closely parallel the movie and like not like think, oh, this is kind of a ripoff, but whatever.
It's okay, we dig it.
Because it's Bryan Cranston.
We dig an homage.
Yes, so then Santa, back at the Wrigley's house, Santa wakes up, and he kind of scares the two other siblings, which Katie is he has a sister named Katie, and Peter, and he's like, okay, so the computer on, someone stole my sled, and they're like, I bet it's Nick, and he's like, Santa's like, oh, Nick, he is eternally on the naughty list. And so what they have to do, the three of them, the kids and Santa, is go to the computer store, and because that's where the most powerful computers are. Because remember, this is 2001. People didn't really have nice computers. Did you have a computer, like, with your fam?
I think we did have a computer that year.
Oh, okay.
Because I would play pinball.
Oh,
the
nice.
3D
one. You're a pinball wizard?
Yeah. Yeah. And I would play, all kinds of dumb stuff that my parents had on the computer.
Yeah. Would your parents be like, okay, you get an hour. Do not go over.
No, I don't think so. I think I was a well-rounded kid. So
that's
I would,
good. Kaylee has a lot of discipline, much more than me. She did well in college. She got A's. Have you ever heard of it? Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
So they go to the computer store. They're on their way there. And, okay, this part. So they go through an alley, and there's a bunch of, like, spray paint and, like, hip-hop music playing. And I was
spray paint and hip-hop?
And the little sister's like, ah, we shouldn't have taken this way. It's dangerous. And so I was like, okay. Like, they're going through the hood.
I know, right?
I was like, okay, this better not be, like, just a bunch of black guys. And it wasn't. It was, like, diverse.
I know. I was kind of like, oh, man, this is not very kind.
Yeah. But it was, like, I think that was kind of what they were getting
at. Oh, and you know what? It was not just hip-hop music.
Oh, was it?
It was holiday hip-hop music.
Oh, wait. Do you know, remember anyone?
It was like, jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle up the way, motherfucker. Maybe not like that.
I don't think it's like that. So basically, they're like, we're gonna fight you. And so this guy comes up, and he's kind of doing kung fu, and Santa, like, combats this by tickling him.
Ah, I thought that was so funny. Somebody needs a tickle.
Yes. And so it actually works, and he's like,
yeah. I thought that was really funny.
So then the crew gives them a ride. They go with them to the computer store, and they're all in lowriders. Have you ever been in a lowrider?
Maybe. I've seen many a lowrider in my lovely town of Banning.
Oh, yeah, that's... Oh, wait, I forgot to ask you. Kaylee, where are you from?
I'm from Banning, California.
Where is Banning?
Born and raised. It is in between Palm Springs and Riverside.
So it is in Southern California. She's a SoCal baby.
I'm a SoCal baby.
And it's super, it's hella hot there, right?
It do be hot and it do be cold, just depending. Oh. It'll be as low as the 30s mm-hmm. in this time of year, and it'll be as high as, you know, 115 in the summer times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Summertime, the living is not easy in Banning. No.
Heck no. So they go into the computer store, and they finally access the sleigh. And so now they're kind of getting a hold of Nick and Danny, but then they kind of lose them. And then eventually, we cut back to Nick and Danny, and eventually he finds out. What does he find out?
That he's on the naughty list?
No, he's hoarding all these presents.
Oh, yeah. And it's so sad because it was such a bonding experience for them to do this together.
Yeah.
And
then he realizes... Nick, or what Danny thought was helping out everyone on Christmas.
Exactly. And then he ended up just being a little thief.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, had a moment like this where you're like, wow, I thought I looked up to you and now I realize you're just a phony.
Oh, man. I mean, like, when you're a kid, you think every adult is like... you know, someone like, you know, you glorify all adults. You think they all got it right.
Yeah.
You think they're all trustworthy. Yeah. And then you grow up and you're an adult and you're like, well, I'm not.
I'm none of those things.
I'm figuring things out. Why did I trust people my age when I was young?
Yes. So, oh, I forgot to ask you this. So Nick and Danny are on the naughty list. Mm-hmm. You, Kaylee, you know any naughty boys?
Any? Why, are you trying to find one?
I already have one. Thank you.
Do I know any naughty boys? Oh, hella. Yeah.
Hella.
Hella.
But are you a naughty girl? Do you think you're on the naughty list?
No. I mean, Santa knows my sins.
Yeah.
No, I'd be trying my best.
Yeah.
You know? Truly and sincerely, I'd be trying my best. Yeah. Hopefully. Santa, hear my plea.
Nick, the sleigh is broken because I think they crashed it. And Nick, like, leaves because of all the, like, drama. He's like, I better get out of here. And so they end up going back to the Wrigley's house trying to repair the sleigh. And then who shows up but the three men? The three guys who were tying up Nick at the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So... at this point, were you like, what did you think was happening?
At this point, I was trying not to fall asleep.
Yeah, okay. So me and Kaylee were watching this in my car at like 9:30 because
We started at 9:30. At this point, it was more like 10:30.
Yeah, because Kaylee and I are booked and blessed and
booked
busy.
And blessed.
Like doing our, I was doing a theater thing. She was doing her sing. She sang it. This place called SeaWorld.
You ever heard of it?
Yeah, no, singing with the dolphins.
Yeah, no, I was singing to
the
orcas.
Did you see a dolphin yesterday?
I saw many a wildlife, including a skunk.
What?
There was a skunk walking around.
Really?
Yeah, he was a fluffy boy. And I was like, yo, everybody, look at the skunk. And
did you say it during your performance?
I'll do that for dogs during my performances. I'll always point out the nice, fluffy boys.
Yeah.
Everyone, please direct thine eyes to the dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So at this point, Nick shows up again because he realizes he's got to do the right thing, I guess.
Yeah. As we all do at some point.
Yeah. So then... he's had a change of heart.
Yeah, he decides his nephew is more important than the stolen items.
Yes.
And he, it's funny because, like, there's a change of heart.
Yeah.
But, like, in a lot of movies, it's, like, you know, a change, like, where he's like, oh, like, I'm realizing you're just so much more important than these material items. But it seems like Nick is kind of like, yeah, I guess you're more important. Like, he doesn't seem completely sold yet.
Yes.
Like, I think maybe he still had a few things in his pockets.
Yes, I'm sure he kept, like,
he had a whole-ass car.
He did.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
He did. Maybe he got the Ferrari or whatever it was. Yeah.
Skirt.
Yeah, because he's like, well, you know, I deserve a nice thing. So,
yeah, so
forgiveness is given.
I know that there's a scuffle with the bad guys,
yes.
And they shrink the bad guy.
They shrink the... Elliot is the guy who screamed in his face and grabbed his nose.
Yeah.
The beginning, so they shrink him.
And then what does he say? Ready? 3, 2, 1. Mommy! and then he even... his precious, precious laptop named Lappy.
Yeah.
He even gives that to Santa so that his sleigh can be fully functional.
Then at the end of the movie, it shows him enjoying Christmas with his... the mom and dad get home. I think they don't know about any of this. I think this is kind of like a hush hush.
Yeah. Situation. I mean, they walk in and they're like, oh, thank God, everything's normal.
Yeah.
And then the watcher is like, stupid parents, they don't know.
And, like, so on Christmas morning, so one of the times, like, I guess it's sentimental moments in this movie is Nick was like, my brother, the doctor, always got what he wanted for Christmas, and I always got boring stuff because mm-hmm. I was on the naughty list. Mm-hmm. And so what does he finally get for Christmas?
He finally gets his guitar. And throughout the whole film, a lot of the, like, transitions and stuff are the little electric guitar riffs, but like Christmas. Bow. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so funny and cheesy, and it's so early 2000s.
Yes.
And so yeah. Finally,
there's nothing,
you know,
more early 2000s than electric guitar solo.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. We love it. And with some jingle bells over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the shit that yes. I do like.
It's my shit.
And so that's like foreshadowing throughout the whole movie that, yeah, there'd be a guitar coming.
Yeah.
And you know what? His heart is so changed that not only does he receive this guitar, but he decides to sell it.
Yes.
So that he can pay off his debts, because yes. he'd be scamming, he'd be in debt.
He'd be in the hole for $30,000.
Yeah, yeah, it'd yes. be true. He gets the guitar and they're like, play it, Uncle Nick. Play us a song. And he's like, oh, I can't play this thing. It's been so long. And then he picks it up and he's like, and I think that's really
shreds.
Funny. Yeah, yeah. I think it's so
I
funny.
I think so too. I love him. I couldn't. Okay, fine. And then I kill it.
Yeah, and you know, at the end, there's always like that frame in every DisneyCon movie
yeah.
where the family bundles together as yeah. if they're taking a picture, but it's just a hug,
yeah.
but it's just they're cheating out towards the audience,
yeah.
and it's just so cheesy good.
It
we
is.
Love it. We love the cheese.
You know what? Mm-hmm. That's why I have this. If I didn't like cheesy things, I would never have started this podcast.
Exactly. We dig the cheese.
Yes.
What's your favorite cheese, Jenna?
Okay. I don't know if you guys know this, listeners. Cheese is my favorite food. That is why I'm not
yeah,
a vegan.
Boy.
I'm sorry. My favorite cheese. I like hard cheeses.
Oof.
I like a
baby
Syrah soaked
oh.
hard cheese. So effing good. Trader Joe's has great cheese. In case you guys don't
heck
know.
Yeah,
so
bro.
Does Whole Foods. But if you're on a budget, Trader Joe's for life.
Heck yeah.
What's your favorite cheese, Kaylee?
I do be liking me some brie.
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 Oh my god.
We love me some brie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We fancy.
Oh, we fancy.
Yes. So yeah, that was the movie. What did you think? What's your opinion?
I thought it was nice and cheesy and corny, just like a good Christmas movie should
yes.
be, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, other DCOMs, they're just so cheesy, and without the context of Christmas, it's like, man, that was a cheesy movie. But somehow, the idea of it being Christmas, it kind of suspends your disbelief a mm-hmm. little bit further, because
yeah.
that's what you do during Christmas time, you,
yeah.
you know? It's all about some big, fat guy with the white beard, you know, and he be going around the whole ass world giving out presents. And
yeah.
so your belief is already...
You suspend belief in this glorious month of December.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we will freaking ride any train they want to
yeah.
put us on.
Yeah.
And this
I'll
was a good train
choo-choo.
To ride.
Yeah.
Chugga chugga choo choo!
Choo choo.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I liked it. I mean, it was a little snoozy at parts, but I liked it.
You know,
it.
There was some snoozing going
yeah,
on.
There was some,
I
like,
did fall asleep.
Yes.
That's why I could not recollect.
But it was good. It was good enough. Yeah, I give it 2.5 stars out of 5. What would you give it?
Oh, I give it a 3.
Okay.
Maybe
ooh,
even
okay.
a 3 point something or other.
Ooh.
3.5, because I was real happy with it. I thought
oh,
it was
wow.
funny. You know, sometimes things are corny to the point where, you know, it becomes funny again, you know?
Yeah.
And so a lot of
yeah.
it was just, like, ironically a good time.
Yes.
I had a great time.
Who would you say was your favorite character?
I liked the little brother. I liked his voice. I thought he was funny.
But I don't know.
Yeah! That's the voice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean you don't believe in Christmas?
That is more the voice. Kaylee just did it, and it was, yeah, that's what it sounded like.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
I think my favorite character, I mean, Nick was entertaining, like, and I liked his change of heart, and I was kind of like, I don't know, I was a bit of a troublemaker as a kid, so I think I can relate to this in a sense. It's
yeah.
like, I was kind of a Danny, I'd
say. You could relate to his angst?
Yeah, or just like I couldn't help but get into trouble.
Jenna's a bad girl.
I am such a goody two shoes now. But I was when I was a kid, and then my parents were like, You're on the road to go into juvie, and so I kind of turned it around.
Oh my goodness. Is that actually a conversation they had with you?
They did tell me that, and I think they were just saying that to threaten me. I just got in trouble at school a lot, and they said that to me because I got suspended.
Oh my gosh!
At 8 years old.
Jenna, I don't think we've ever talked about
this. No, I got
That's
in this
wild.
Fight with this girl named Nicole. Like a fist fight. It was pretty intense. And I got suspended. Back then, okay, they used to like be like, this is going to be on your permanent record. Which there's no such thing as a permanent record.
Your permanent record, a.k.a. Santa's naughty list.
But yeah, someone said like, if you keep it up, you are going to go to juvie again. Because I did some freaks. I like hit this guy with a chair once. Like,
yo.
My nickname was Violent One. Like,
really?
Yes.
Yo. Mm-hmm, okay. Let it be known, let it be on the record, that Jana is a bad bitch.
I am.
That's kind of wild, dude. I never had, like, a bad streak.
Really?
Like, no. What's the, if like... anything, my bad streak is right now.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
So you never, like, pulled a fire alarm, you never smoked crack at school, you never, got it on in the bathroom stall. And...
I don't think so. I was just such a good girl. All of the bad, all of the, like, spicy things that I've done in my life have been in the last 2 years, honestly.
Oh, spicy.
Yeah, but then, like, when you're 26, those things aren't that spicy anymore. They're just, like... Yeah, you did that. I did that when I was 14.
Yes. That's the thing is, like, when you, not to say I was, like, edgy for my college, but, like, I remember, like, being, like, in my college dorm rooms freshman year, and I was like, these girls are actually, like, good, good girls. Like, not to say I was bad, but I was like, I've had beer before. Like, what? You kids have, like, went to private school your whole life, and you've never heard the word fuck. Like, it's like, these girls, did you experience that, where there are some people where you're like, whoa, you've never seen the light of day?
Yeah, it's kind of wild, dude. Yeah. A lot of people from our school were homeschooled.
Yeah.
And so, literally, this was their first exposure to, like, to a community of people their own age who might have slightly different worldviews.
Yeah.
Even though literally that school was so homogeneous.
Yeah.
But it was definitely very white and very Christian and very upper class.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of wild.
It was, I would have gone somewhere else if I did it again. But I, you know, that when I was 17, I chose my college. That's what I really wanted. I wanted somewhere where I could talk about Jiffy.
Yeah, I just wanted my family to be proud of me, okay?
Yeah.
And I wanted Jesus to be proud of me.
Yeah. But, I hope he is. Are you proud? I'm looking to the heavens.
If
right now,
Jesus isn't proud of me, at least Santa is proud of me.
Yeah, yeah. At least I'm... Okay, but back to the movie. I always have these, like, religious detours. Okay, so do you have any favorite lines from this movie? Did you write down
You know, I really like the old phrases, like, people would say that people don't say anymore.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, Danny says to his sister, put a sock in it.
Oh, my God. Have you ever said that to someone?
You know, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start.
Yeah,
today.
I'm going to start too and see people. Okay, say it to like a Gen Zer and see what their reaction is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. my favorite line, this was so funny. Like, in the beginning when Nick's tied up in the chair, one of the, like, nerdy guys who's tied him up says, let me slap him. Let me give him some of that mama's kitchen discipline.
I thought that was, we both laughed at that part.
I knew Kaylee was.
That was a good one.
That was funny. This is a pretty funny movie, more so than most ECOMs. Like, it's got some wit to it, and I wonder if they just got better writers, but,
They really did put some thought into it.
Yeah.
Like, they said a lot of little quippy one-liners that were relating to Santa.
Yeah.
Like, they said, just in the nick of time. Ho, 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 ho.
So, those are the lines. Let us move on to the fashion in this film.
Who's
is there another bug in my hair?
She got some bugs in her hair. Do I got any bugs in my hair?
No. Kaylee's hair is very silky smooth. Okay, so
silky
Kaylee's
smooth.
Got... let's take a... okay, really quick. Kaylee's been on a bit of a hair journey in the past few years.
We're talking about my hair journey.
She used to be a blondie. I remember at one point you had like kind of like a... not a bowl cut, but like a...
Oh, I did.
Yeah, yeah,
truly,
okay.
I had my hair to my chin many a time in my life. That was my go-to hair. Cut.
Yes.
I just thought it was easier. I don't really ever do stuff to my hair. Like,
that's why her hair is so effing healthy.
Lately, since I have been coloring it red, it do be doing some stuff.
She's got beautiful, like, boob-length red hair, and it is very gorgeous and silky and straight.
Thank you.
And she wears a lot of red lips these days. Kaylee is looking fly, as always. So, yeah, let's talk about the fashion. Nick wears a lot of Hawaiian shirts, like, very cheesy ones, which is kind of, like, interesting. It's almost like a San Diego aesthetic. Like,
Christmas. I feel like that's him being countercultural.
Yes.
Because it's Christmas time, and he's like, Christmas Eve? I don't care.
Yes.
Actually, I'm not like other guys. guys.
No.
I wear Hawaiian shirts at Christmas time.
Yes. He also wears a lot of fedoras. Kaylee,
I saw the fedora.
I must ask you, have you liked a few men with fedoras? I feel like you, if anyone would.
You know, there was a man in my life who would wear some hats. Yes. He'd be wearing berets and stuff, and yes. I always just thought, man, I hate it so much.
So you do hate fedoras. Is there anyone besides people?
I don't really like hats in general. There's sometimes a good hat on guys, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't like the cab driver hat. I don't like fedoras.
Okay.
Berets, maybe every once in a while. I feel like girls can maybe pull off berets sometimes.
Yeah. I think a man can, but it's got to be done artfully.
Yeah.
And it usually isn't.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I'm interested to see what you think of this trend if you ever owned one. Puka shell necklaces.
Oh my gosh. When I was little, I think so. I thought it was cool, like shark tooth necklaces and stuff.
Oh my god, how badass. And you're like, I dove, I took this out of a shark's mouth.
Yeah, like, do you guys want to feel this? Do you want to see how pointy it is? Yeah, I'm kind of badass. Yeah. Like, don't fuck with me or else I'll shank you with my shark tooth necklace.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Teacher, don't give me a B. Don't even think about it.
And Kaylee did have to cut a bitch a few times.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about my good grades. It's all because of that.
It's not
because
she works
hard. Because I was packing, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfuckers don't want to play with me.
Nah. Okay, silk pajamas. What do you think? Did you ever get pajamas, like, on Christmas, or did you and your family ever have matching PJs?
Well, right now I'm wearing Christmas pajamas.
She is. She looks sexy, mama.
Honestly, I would love a good pair of silk pajamas. Okay. That just sounds luxurious. Yes. I would love a silk robe. I would love the kind of getup that a woman wears, you know, when, like in movies when they depict a woman who's widowed. And she's wearing, like, the really long, luxurious, you know, silk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of would like that. Or, like, recently divorced.
Divorced.
Yeah, I kind of dig that aesthetic.
Yeah,
you know?
Like all black.
Yeah, like holding a glass of wine and looking out the window.
When is
you
he
know?
Coming back?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that wouldn't be widowed. That'd be like, that'd be a husband left me.
Yeah.
No, widowed. When will I find love again? Will I ever?
Will
I look hot while I'm waiting? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes. So what about fuzzy bucket hats? They had a lot of those.
Oh my. You know.
Well, you just said you're not a big fan of hats.
I don't know. In recent times, they have come back, and I do think they are silly and fun.
Yes.
So I don't think they're cringy. I think they're good.
I think they're called Kegel hats. Okay. I think it's Kegel hats. I know that. You know Pharrell is?
Yeah. Happy.
Yes. He wore a lot of them in the early 2000s, so that's kind of like his thing. It's not Kegel. But do your Kegels. So that was kind of the fashion. Kaylee, we're heading out of this episode, and I wanted to ask you before you went, do you want to plug any of your socials?
Sure. If you want to follow me on Instagram, Kaylee Doherty Music, you can see where I'm playing next. You can hear me sing, Let's Get It On.
That was not a one-time thing.
Oh, no.
She'd be getting it on.
Yeah.
On stage. Keep your mind out of the gutter.
On stage. If you come to my show, you can request a song. I'll sing it to you. I'll look deeply into your eyes. It'll be great. Kaylee Doherty Music. DAUGHERTY.
And do you have a message? Like, you want to plug? Like, is there anything you want to send out to the world?
That's a big question.
I know. I always catch people off guard.
Oh, okay, okay. I don't know. Drink water, you dumb bitch.
That's a good one. I don't do it enough. I don't even get that today.
That message is mostly for me, bro. Yes. I need to drink more water. It will literally affect every aspect of my day.
Yeah.
Like my mood, my productivity, my physical health, my mental clarity.
Yes.
Yeah, water is, it literally, you know, it's like fuel.
It is. It saves lives and environments.
Yeah.
God, okay, I'm getting preachy. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I truly love you, and I'm so glad you're in my life, and I'm happy that you like DCOMs.
Heck yeah.
Because that's something that bonds me
we
and
love
all my
it,
friends.
Dude. Yeah.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And whatever holiday you celebrate, I'm in support of it. Or
Heck
if you
yeah.
don't celebrate anything, happy winter solstice. That's specific shout out to my sister, Chloe.
Yo, boy.
Join us next time when we watch a Disney Channel movie.